Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, you are going to learn how to say yes and no and is it. We have Josh with us. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好.
你好. Right, in English, it's very easy to say yes, no, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, this is really interesting because this is one of the things which I heard about Chinese before I started to learn it, which I think a lot of people hear. They hear in Chinese, there's no direct translation word for yes and no. In English, we have a lot of yes, no questions, yes, no answers. Chinese is not quite so straightforward in that respect. Mm-hmm. So how do we tackle that?
The way to tackle that, it's actually just to repeat after people ask you. So,
okay.
For example, if they ask you, do you want something? All you need to do is to repeat that specific verb in 是不是. It's the way they will ask you, is it really like that or isn't it? That's the same thing.
Yep.
They will use three words, 是不是, and you just pick up the first one. Say 是,
是,
if it's positive.
Right.
And say 不是 if that's negative.
不是. Ah, now that's interesting because I know that 不 is kind of like the negative word. So it's kind of like saying no, but you don't usually say it on its own, is that right?
That's right.
Say it with the verb.
That's right. So let's tackle them one by one now.
Okay.
Okay, so when people ask you, 是不是?
是不是?
是不是? That means, is it or not?
Okay, is it or not?
Yeah, and then 是, that is the positive way of saying yes. 是 is correct.
Yes, it is. 是.
是 is the fourth tone. 是.
是.
是. And then, of course, 是 has different ways of using it. One of them is very useful. I say, 我是小兰. I am 小兰.
我是 Josh.
Yes, and it means to be.
Yep.
So 是, to be. Or not to be.
To be or not to be. That
yes.
is the question. Okay.
That is a question. So to be or not to be, 是不是?
是不是?
Yes, and the literal meaning is it it or not?
Yeah.
If you think the answer is positive,
是.
是. And if it's not positive,
不是.
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 不是. So it's very easy. You just, 是 is positive, 不是 is negative. When you put it together, 是不是? To be or not to be.
Oh, now that's really useful because you just take the positive answer, the negative answer, put them together and it becomes a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And there are other examples, which we'll explain later on, but I'll give you some, just get a pattern. Chinese is a lot of pattern and this is why it's so easy to learn. So when I say 好, that means good.
Yep.
不好 is not good.
Not good.
好不好
means is it good?
Is it good?
Or is it not?
That's right. And then when you say 好, that's a positive answer.
Positive reaction. 不好.
不好 is negative.
Negative reaction.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, it's not good. I say 要不要. 要 is the verb to say I want something.
Okay.
Want, don't want. 要不要.
要不要.
Yeah, and if you said you really want it, you say 要.
要. And if you don't want it, you say
不要.
不要.
That's right.
Okay.
So 好不好, 是不是, 要不要.
要不要.
Just remember the pattern and normally, you would be the person who answer it if you are a beginner. So when people say 是不是?
是.
Or
不是.
是不是? That's right. That's easy. Okay. Told you, Chinese is easy. So Josh, 你是不是 Josh?
是.
That's right. So 你 is you.
You. Yep.
And 你是不是?
Are you?
Are you Josh or not?
是. 我是.
你是. 你是不是小兰?
不是.
That's right. You are not 小兰.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's easy.
Simple. Great.
Thank you very much, Josh, for joining us. Today, we have learned how to say yes or no.
是不是.
是不是. Whether or not you want it. 要不要. Is that okay? 好不好. And the way to answer them is to say 是.
是.
是 if it's positive. And to say 不是 if it's negative.
不是.
是. 不是, to be or not to be. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Josh, 是不是 enjoyed this episode?
是, 是.
Yay, 是. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure share what you have learned. Until then, 再见.
再见.